Misinformation Podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, insight, comic books, movies, and the most dangerous haiku on the planet. Misinformation Podcast features stand-up comic Zach, poetry bad boy Weller, couch man Adam,
and the ultimate fanboy Eric.
Cram it in your iPod at iTunes, misinformation.podbean.com, and the forums of quickstopentertainment.com. See them at myspace.com/misinformationpodcast and talk to them at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Misinformation Podcast. It's steroids for your iPod.
Episode 34 of Misinformation. I'm Zach. No, you go next.
Okay, I'll go next. I'm Eric.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything clever to say.
Wow. It must be Tuesday. All right. Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, episode 34. Now, technically, before I get into that, the intro to this week's show was from the guys at TFI Cast. I believe they're sorry.
That's a hell of a shout out.
That is now that, ladies and gentlemen, is a shout out. Yes, that was actually that is above and beyond being a shout out. That's damn downright hero worship.
That's like the show's new call sign.
Yeah, no shit. That is awesome. I appreciate all the hard work you guys put into it, and we will be stealing it.
Their basement must be a lot cooler than yours.
I bet they got better chairs to sit on.
I bet they do, too.
What? Dude, I'm sorry, okay? Yeah, I'm sorry that I already spent, like, $600 on the recording hardware and that I didn't buy you a chair.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
You know, chairs, that's pretty basic.
Yeah, in your defense, I suppose, when you were chipping in for the microphone and for the new monitor and all that stuff, I could have grabbed a chair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. You noticed.
Just wait till next time you need a truck for something, buddy.
I bought you a microphone, bitch.
No, you didn't buy me a microphone. I got the leftover microphone when you bought the two good ones.
I bought you a microphone cord, bitch.
Hey, when I get to start frequenting the spot, maybe I will. No, I'm not going to kick in.
I figured that was going nowhere fast.
Yeah,
I think I have an office chair in my basement. I might bring it over here.
I did already decide, looking around while you were upstairs, that if we ever do get the fearsome four-way going with Weller, that since he's the lightest, he gets to just pull a drawer out of that filing cabinet and sit on it.
He needs to fucking Eddie Munster that shit.
That's right.
He probably is the lightest, and which is weird because I'm like six inches shorter than him.
Yeah.
I'm a tubby bastard.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the day that, like, we're recording and then all of a sudden you hear, whoop! Where'd Eric go? Yeah, the chair caved beneath him.
There's chair pieces lodged in the wall all around.
Eric's down. Oh, man. Yeah, now I'm surrounded by big men right now, so I can't make no fat jokes. I can't.
Well, you can make them.
No, because the fucking my escape is blocked.
Yes.
Like, I can't get to those stairs. The gazelle's in my way.
Just get on that bitch and run for your life.
I'm getting somewhere. No, really. It says I've gone 1/10 of a mile. That fucking thing. I worked out on that thing yesterday. It is the queerest workout thing I've ever been on in my life.
Agreed.
It's just stupid. Fucking gay. Yeah, so thank you guys at TFI Cast.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
And thank you guys for chipping in for all the equipment. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm looking around here, and if I sat down and actually added up the amount of money I've spent on this show, that makes us no fucking money.
You don't want to do that.
No, it's a little bit sad, actually.
Don't do it.
And the worst part is Weller and I are going to Dragon Con next year.
Really?
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I do.
I tell you, that might be the smart thing to do.
Dude, I haven't been to a con since 1994 in Chicago.
Jesus Christ.
I would love to go to another con.
And now you'll be old enough to drink.
Yeah.
That'll be a fucking disaster.
And not,
you want to go?
Where's it at?
Atlanta?
Hell no.
It's going to be fucking fun. It'll be a road trip.
I can't go that far south.
You're not flying then? Are you?
Well, if all three of us go, we'll drive.
Okay.
I think that'd be the smart thing to do. It would make it dirt. As long as gas stays. Gas is $1.79 a gallon today.
I got to check with the boss.
Wow, it's like third price now.
What?
That would be fun. I got to check with the boss.
Oh, it'd be a fucking blast. But we'd be gone probably. We'd leave maybe Wednesday and be gone until the following Wednesday.
That's fine. I would love to do that.
But that's because of the travel time.
And hey, no flights means I'm okay. I don't have a problem with planes, but Laura's new favorite thing is she watches this show called like Air Disasters.
Oh God.
She was watching it when I left, and she literally, as I left the house, kidding of course, was like, "Don't get on any planes."
Jesus Christ.
And then I'm like, I hear Superman in my head. I'm like, you know, statistically, it's still the safest way to travel. She does not care.
Well, but I think it'd be a blast.
It would be.
And especially if we drive, gas is this cheap. Man, we could get there for fucking a nickel.
Yeah.
You know, the three of us split the gas.
Yeah.
Fine.
How do you split a nickel three ways? I'll do it.
Very carefully. No, it gets us down to a nickel after we split.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, so it'd be 15 cents.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and the Irish are going to be there.
Sweet.
You know, but we're, since being an independent podcast, we're
going to have to spring. Is the roommate
coming? What?
Is the roommate coming?
Shona? For the fucking sanctity of my marriage, I hope not, because that is a hot chick.
If she's coming, I'll run down there.
Yeah. Wow. That is a fucking declaration, sir.
That is.
That is a declaration. The Irish gave me a phone call this week.
Sweet.
It only lasted about 5 minutes because those transatlantic phone calls are expensive.
I bet.
But I got to talk to him for a little bit. We'll put the snippets on at the end of the show. They also called. They missed me 4 times because my phone was off.
You made them call you 5 times?
I didn't make them do shit. I thought Aaron was going to email me to tell me when they were going to call.
What else did you fucked up the thing with Marcus too?
I didn't.
You need a planner, my friend.
Yeah, I do need a planner.
Yeah, and I told people about that.
No, apologize.
Yeah.
To
failed to deliver.
Yeah,
that would have been like their first show ever to listen to, and they're like, "Oh, so already you
already he
disappointed."
Yeah, but
me.
Did they listen anyway?
No,
really.
That's where those basements.
So the only reason they're going to fucking listen.
No, they just ended up forgetting. But I told them, I was like, "Oh yeah, the one you were going to listen to anyway." Yeah, there were some complications.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you garnered any listeners that you know of?
I do have a couple of friends that listened and were inspired enough to write their own haikus or haikai, if you will.
Haikai.
Yeah,
which is totally not the plural, but I've been using it.
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Haikai?
Haikai.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, haikai. That's that we decided that's plural for haiku.
So they were fans. I let them listen to a couple episodes when we were on a road trip. We went to see Metallica a few weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
On the way down, I let them have control of the iPod.
Uh-oh.
And one of those guys was my nephew. Thanks for awkward family situation, Zach.
It's not like you weren't there.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm like following the directions. Like, which X? Oh God.
Well, but
which one did you pick?
But it's not like the whole conversation was me, man.
No,
I wouldn't even know the story if you wouldn't have told it.
It was just kind of awkward. I was waiting. Like, we're sitting in the car, and he's like, "Sticky Kitty, that sounds like it's going to be funny. Let's listen to that one." And I'm like, "Yeah, fuck." So we're listening to it, and as it's getting closer to the reveal, I just keep peeking at him out of the corner of my eye, like, tee. You know? And then here it comes. And then Zach, "Hey, didn't you one time have an awkward situation with your two brothers?" And Matt immediately, he's like, "Do I need to stop this right now?" He's like, "Is this going to ruin me?" I was like, "It's nothing you're going to be surprised
about."
Well,
it's a good thing we didn't bring up his mom.
Yeah.
But, like, hey, what's the weird thing you walked in on Matt's mom doing once? Speaking of Sticky Kitty.
Oh, that's something completely different.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey,
but so that story goes through it, and then Matt's sitting there like holding his eyes like he just got acid thrown in them.
We,
like,
we should.
He looks like Van Damme in Bloodsport when he gets the. He's like,
Before we go too much further, so that people don't think that you're fucking, we should call DHS for child abuse. Matt is like a year younger than you.
Yeah, he's So nephew, but not like 8 years old.
Yeah, more like a cousin, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
So anyway, thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah. I'd hate for your place of employment to look at your MySpace page and try to fire you over something you said on the show.
Yeah, that would never happen.
If the doorbell rings, I'm leaving because I don't want to have a big target on my back.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hate to have a fucking bullseye on my forehead.
Yeah, colors are red for a reason, folks. So anyway, Van Damme gets done rubbing the powder out of his eyes, and he's like, "What the fuck? Is that true? Is that true?" And I'm like, "Absolutely, it's true. And are you really surprised?" So then it gets better because that revealed a new story that I had completely forgotten about. See, there's so many that, like, the archives, I just got to dust
them. And that's
them
why I wish Weller was here, because he actually has a story about your brother.
I've been waiting for the day, because I'm sure he does. And I'm sure when he tells it, it's going to just completely reignite some of the ones I know.
Yeah.
But so Matt's like,
all those buried, traumatizing memories.
Yeah, speaking of berries, we'll get to that.
So, as in twig and?
No, as in fruit-flavored substances.
Oh.
So anyway, Matt gets over his initial shock of hearing something disturbing about a family member that he usually sees.
But he knows.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, didn't we one time, kind of like you did, he's like, didn't we one time discover a bottle of raspberry motion lotion under his computer desk? No.
Does your brother listen to this?
I don't know. I hope. I'm going to send him the link. But anyway.
Wait, what is a guy who's never touched a naked girl need
flavor?
That's what
I was just going to say. Why?
Whoa. Sorry.
Why would it need to be flavored? That was my point. This is what I was getting to.
I can just say.
Did he have one of his bottom ribs removed?
Wait, no. I can just say.
The only raspberry. Other thing I could figure is
the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
The cockberries taste like cockberries. Sorry, continue.
The only thing I could figure is that he has like a fleshlight or something, and he likes to lube up and stuff it, and then when he's done, he enjoys a raspberry cream tart.
Oh. And I thought Weller was fucked up, man.
That was the first thing I thought when I saw it.
It's still warm. Whoa. Damn, man.
Yeah, the mic you bought me is a piece of shit.
No, you just fucking stuck that thing in your mouth.
If I go here, it's too loud.
No, that's fine.
Right here?
Yep. That's good. Yeah.
Back up a little.
But then I got to whisper.
Well, okay, it's a microphone. That's the whole point.
How about this?
The whole point is that you no longer have to yell because you now have a microphone.
What would be nice is a microphone stand that I could actually set it up.
I'm serious.
Go closer to it.
Just a little bit closer.
Okay. Better?
No, back it up a little. Can I get it a little closer?
I was being serious.
Sorry,
there's going to be some violence that happened.
I just watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I'm sorry.
Try that.
I don't like
this. Perfect.
That's good.
Okay. My favorite part of that movie is when she says, "Do you want me to use my mouth?" I almost fucking
maybe a little bit. Maybe your mouth.
Yeah, Jenny's sitting right next to me, and I almost fucking came in my pants because I'm like, she's not even there right then. Yeah. I'm like, that's Kristen Bell asking someone quite.
Do you need my mouth?
Yeah, and quite like heartily. Like it wasn't just like. It seemed real to me.
Like, she was hungry for it.
Yeah. You want me to use my mouth? I'm like, yeah, fuck yes, I do. Jesus Christ, you're a tiny little girl. I'd feel huge in there.
Oh, man. But I love that, and I love the part when he's getting that chick that's like, hi. Can you stop saying hi?
Yeah.
You can gag me if you want. Do you want to? Well, kind of now. Fuck, that is great
shit.
That
is a good fucking movie.
But so there was another brother story.
Wow. Raspberry flavored, huh?
Yeah, raspberry.
This is the same brother? Lotion.
Yeah, oh, there is no other when it comes to shit like this.
You know him. He went to school with us. He graduated with me.
Yeah.
I have to get the fucking...
I was going
to
say, maybe we break out a yearbook sometime or something.
We need to do that.
No, because you got to see me with my hippie hair.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, you know, but...
Better than your mage card 7 or whatever he probably has in his picture with him. He wears it like a badge of honor.
Yay! My dwarf is more powerful in the magics than your dwarf.
Is that what he calls it?
You will bow before me.
Oh, my.
He's got that creamsicle spell.
And how's this for a segue? Speaking of nothing related to this, we got some more listener feedback. You got a good thing going.
The stand fell off. It fell off the stand again.
Last time really?
It fell
are
on
you
the floor.
Fucking, are you working
he,
it?
He is. Right? He's getting too eager.
Yeah. Get it. Get it. Do you want me to use my mouth? Nah, that's what I'm fucking every time. We've got some new listeners. We have a new Canadian listener, Ryan from Vancouver.
Hey, America's hat.
I think it might be Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Wait, Ryan Reynolds is Canadian, isn't he?
Is he? Or was he just dating a Canadian?
Van Wilder now listens to our show. I'm fucking just sticking by it.
You can't say that.
Why? Write that down.
False advertising. Kind of like, hey, Marcus is going to be on the show next week.
That was that was an accident. Okay, let's not go back to that. I fucking explained it last week. It was my fault. I take full responsibility for it.
Yeah.
All right?
It'll work out sometime.
Yes, it will work out sometime. I just have to beg him again.
Speaking of begging, yeah, we have some new listeners.
Yeah, so yeah, speaking of if you are a listener and would like to contact us, misinformationpodcast@gmail.com or through the boards at quickstopentertainment.com/forums. All right. You can find us through the podcast section there. But Ryan actually sent us an email, which we don't get very often.
That's sweet.
The real deal email. And it reads, yet another email. Weller should keep on reciting haikus on the show, as some of us refuse to ever visit MySpace. Also, after the fat kid in the corner's wedding story, I have decided that I shall also buy flasks for all within my wedding party. He's talking about you.
I know it is.
We both looked at,
each other trying to say which fat kid
one?
Talking about.
Eric's like, I don't sit in the corner.
I haven't been here since Godcast, so I'm pretty sure he wasn't talking about me.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, that was the last time I've been on.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm pretty sure.
I also buy flash from my wedding party. Some more info on me. I'm 18 and you're already talking about weddings, son. We need to talk. There's lots of pussy out there for you to fuck before
Run
you get married, sir.
Away.
I'm 18, live in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm a full-time student wanting to end up as a computer programming engineer. And my name is Ryan. That is all. It's not Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds isn't 18.
No.
Damn it.
Thanks for fucking crushing my hopes.
Hey, but I'm sure Ryan's pretty cool.
That was actually a second email. I fucking did him wrong. Because his first email, he writes, I'm also one of those people that started listening to you after Aaron's constant mentioning on Cabin Fever. Wow. I've been listening for about 14 episodes now and shall stay until I am no longer entertained. Oops.
Well, we just lost one.
How did you stay that long?
Yeah, seriously, that's a good question.
What kind of payouts are you giving for this?
So yet again, we owe the Irish.
Blowjobs.
What? So yet again, we owe the Irish.
Yes, we do.
That's awesome.
Again, owe the Irish for a listener. There are no warnings of that happening, though, talking about his lack of entertainment. I am from Canada and quite ignorant of American geography. I enjoy your guys' take on politics and social issues. Fucking emos have taken over all of the nice coffee shops.
I love that.
They're both entertaining and educational. Oh, Ryan. Ryan.
Misinformation.
Yeah, Ryan. I actually wrote him back and told him, do not garner any knowledge from our show.
Tell him not to listen to us anymore.
No, shut up.
Woo.
He's 18.
No, just disclaimer
very
would be
impressionable.
Would just be, don't learn from me.
Yeah, it's best if you. But I tell you what, if you want to, we can start a cult.
Yeah.
So he also says, last thing, I like how rather than mentioning Cabin Fever, you guys just call them the Irish. Well,
that's because we don't know anybody else.
No, that's who they are. Yeah. They're the Irish. So that's. Yeah, there's that. We also got Gary Allegra Jr. Made us an MySpace top friend.
Ooh.
So way to go, Gary. I'm not sure who Gary is in relation to us.
Yeah.
I think he might be from the Quick Stop boards.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gary, if you're listening, drop us an email at the misinformation deal and let us know who you really are. Because that happens a lot. Like, I'll get emails from people at Gmail, and they'll talk to us. And I'll feel like I should know them.
But you don't.
Yeah, right. Because it turns out that they're a poster. And then it turns out that they're not who I thought they were at all. And then
they're actually a guy. You thought it was a girl.
Right.
All that
right.
Stuff.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
We got another email from Josh Jones. And this is probably one of the best emails we've gotten thus far.
Let's hear it.
It starts out, what's up, gentlemen? You're always bitching about the lack of details in your listener emails. So here it goes. Name, Josh. Location, Indiana. Occupation, engineer. Sexual orientation, straight. Vehicle, 63 Chevy rat rod truck. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that
means. Number of bowel movements today, 0.
Oh,
wow.
Last meal, gas station chicken sandwich, Marble Red.
He's going to have a bowel movement shortly then.
Yes, yes. Current STDs, none. I'm clean, motherfuckers. Last retard spotted 2 hours ago, Walmart parking lot. Presidential vote, Obama. And oh, yeah, I found you through Cabin Fever, too. That show is awesome. That's all I'm going to say. Now, he says, actually, yeah, you know what? And I'm only going to say this because the Quick Stop Entertainment Awards are coming out, and there's a section for Best Podcast. So, and I quote from this fellow, that show has gone downhill, though, and now seriously lags behind the almighty misinformation. Ken Plume can suck it.
What?
Oh. That's according to who? Jerry Jones.
Josh Jones.
Who's Jerry Jones? He's somebody else.
Jesus.
Josh Jones. Yep.
He's already getting names confused.
So there you have it.
Wow.
Right there. That's one vote for misinformation on the quickies for best podcast.
Do we get like a trophy?
We'll get a, like you get like a, You get a, yeah, actually, you kind of do get a trophy. It's not a, a, you can't touch it, but it's a trophy for the, for the.
But you gotta, you gotta, like, remember, like,
an avatar or something.
You get an avatar.
I don't know how many signature. How many of our listeners come from the Irish, but I'm sure it's quite a few.
A lot. We're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're gonna fucking go down fighting. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah,
I feel like we need to vote for that. Just for all that.
That's who I'm voting for.
Seriously.
Well, but here's the thing, right? We're an independent podcast, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have, we're averaging between 65 and 70 listeners per show, okay? That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
That's with no backing from a major website, okay? That's from, you know, I have bought all this fucking equipment, right? we regularly post weekly, okay? And we're right about the same number that the Irish were before they got picked up by the Stop. So I think we're doing okay. We just need to find somebody.
Yeah, but that guy hates your guts.
Ken Plume does hate my guts. It's true. I feel bad about that because you guys are suffering because Ken hates me.
Why does
Ken doesn't bother me?
I don't know why he hates me. I don't know. Clash of personalities or something. Mm. Well, we'll ask him at Dragon Con next year.
Okay.
I'll be like, Ken, Mr. Plume, sir, why do you hate me so? What have I done to you, sir?
So if I go to this thing, are we dressing up?
No, God, no. There'll be plenty of that. Other the
people
doing
already
that.
Think Zach's going as an Ewok. I don't think we need to fucking dress up.
Well wow. played, sir. Well,
either an Ewok well or that played. Bald bear from well Outdoors.
hey,
the only thing that's bald on him is his ass.
No, his head's bald at first, and then John Candy shoots
him in the ass.
That's right.
Well, we don't need to go into that.
Yeah. What
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure you're.
Ass is hairy?
Yeah. But your head's the only thing that's not hairy.
I shave.
I'm not shaving your ass. I can tell that right now.
Yeah, Jenny shaves my back, which is, that's true love, man.
Yeah.
That's
with a weed whacker?
No, she uses the same clippers I use to shave my head and my balls.
Awesome. You're just kind of spreading it all over there.
All right.
Yeah, might as well.
Fucking hey, how's your chlamydia on your back?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Good job.
Wow. Damn.
What happened?
I don't know, but you just got angry.
You blacked out. Yeah. He says something of value, you blacked out.
This won't mean quite as much to Eric as it means to Adam, but I found out Big Al's listening.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, yes. So in honor of Big Al, lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's all I know.
Yeah, wow. All right.
Yeah,
you're right. That means nothing to me.
Yeah, Al's a bartender down at Smitty's. Great big guy named Al. Probably the biggest sweetheart on the planet.
Like SpongeBob.
Well...
He's a big SpongeBob fan.
SpongeBob is a loyal Al supporter.
There we go.
See, what happened was one day, Al was having fornication with a woman who had children. And he finishes, and he needed a towel. The closest thing to him was a SpongeBob SquarePants bib. There you go, Alan.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking beautiful.
So all you ladies trying to pick up Al, make sure you have a... Either a SpongeBob towel or another.
And he won't go for that fucking Patrick shit. Nah, he wants it's a SpongeBob. So Big Al's listening. So Al fucking he wanted to thank us for putting him next to Sarah Jean Underwood, the playmate, on our friends list. And I said, well, our only hope is that you can get her drunk enough on Jaeger bombs that we can all take turns fornicating with her.
Oh fuck!
Because that guy can make a Jaeger bomb.
Wow!
Holy shit! I've missed entire 3-day periods of my life thanks to Big Al's Jaeger bombs. Oh,
and are they
ugly.
Like,
they're just regular Jaeger bomb size, but he doesn't fuck around. I mean, they're like those little plastic cups, not like the little, you know how they make at some of the clubs around here? Yeah. They give you a fucking shot glass with the Jaeger bomb in it.
Yeah.
That's gay. No, he doesn't like a little tumbler.
No, I've had it the opposite. I was at a bar in Des Moines and they fill up a full fucking beer glass, a pint glass.
Oh.
And then they drop the shot in there. Yeah, it's. Like, you can drink many Jaeger bombs in a night when you're drinking the normal ones, but when you drink one of those, like, you get halfway through drinking it, and you're like, this is too much once.
And it's just so sweet.
Yeah, it's too much sweet. Yeah. Like, it hurts your stomach.
I had a Juggy gave me an Irish car bomb.
Oh, those are my all-time
never had
favorite.
One of those before.
I love those things.
But that makes you feel more like a man when you're doing that shot.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, a Jaeger bomb makes you feel like maybe you should have a vagina, but you're not sure.
Yeah.
But an Irish car bomb, hello!
That's a man's drink. Man's game, bitch.
It's like, God damn it, Juggy, I just shaved my chest. Now I sprouted 16 more hairs there. What the fuck are you doing?
Awesome.
I love Guinness though.
Yeah, so do I. But if I'm just gonna go out and have a couple beers, I'll have a Guinness. Like if I'm just going out to socialize and kind of, but it's got to be on tap. I won't drink it out of the bottles or the cans. They taste like poop.
Drink it anyway I can get.
Yeah,
it.
It's got to be on tap. Somewhere in town supposedly had Smittix on tap, but I don't know where that is. I drank one at Joker's Comedy Nightclub has open mic night every second Sunday of every month now. So I went up there and no one showed up. So I sat around and got shit-faced. Well, no, I had one beer. I was drinking Red Bull, which I can't do anymore, man. That Red Bull gives me a fucking headache.
Yeah, you got a show coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had one of the guys at work last night. I actually closed last night. I've not worked anything but first shift for like the last 2 months. But he comes up to me at the end of the night. I'm just leaving. He's just coming in third shift. He's like, "Hey, Eric, did you hear Zach's going to be back in town for Thanksgiving?" And I was like, "Back in town? Where'd he go?"
just fucking, hey, just
roll with it.
And they're like, "Oh, sorry."
Just roll with it.
You should have just maintained the veil of secrecy. Should've been like, "Oh, he's been in L.A., Chicago." Little did they know I was 10 when I was in L.A., but I'd been there. So who was that?
Marty.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, is he going to come to the show?
I don't know.
He should.
Yeah.
You know, apparently somebody, I wonder, does he live in, like, Janesville or Waverly?
I'm not sure.
No, he couldn't. They couldn't have been him. Somebody went up to somebody else that I work with and said, "Hey, do you know so-and-so?" And she's like, "Yeah." And the current line of work that I'm in, he's like, "I could have never seen him fucking doing that." And he didn't say fucking. That's just, I can't help but say that word once every three sentences. And he's like, "Yeah, I would have never, you know, he went to school for theater in California." I just love how my mythos is just expanding.
Holy shit. Yeah. People just know you.
Well, but no, it's not even so much that. It's just that they know wrong things about me.
Yeah, sometimes when people
it's like that game used to play with phone call or whatever.
Yeah,
where you start with one, by the end of it, it's completely different.
Yeah, that's exactly how
it's fun though. Because
I heard you were 7'1".
Yeah, no shit.
Well, I hear. Well, I have that a lot where people will come talk to me about how weird it is to think of you doing what you do now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he's just researching a role.
You should tell them that I also think that it's weird that I do what I do now. God, I can't wait till the day when I win the fucking lottery, though, and I can talk openly about my job. That will be fucking pimp, because there's so much to talk about. Well, dude, I can't.
I feel like I can't even talk openly about mine, because they are fucking...
Yeah. You can't talk openly about yours, because they'll kill you.
Yeah.
That would be the end of life, as you know.
Yeah, the killing me would be fine. It'd be the taking away of a steady paycheck that would be
bad. Yeah, but see, that's the thing for me is I make like I don't make enough money to like feel rich, but I make an obnoxious amount of money considering what I do.
Me too.
And you're practically making what I make.
Yeah.
Yeah, which if I was making what you make now, I would have stayed there when I worked there.
That's why I'm still there, buddy.
I'd be like, "Fuck this, reindeer run, whatever. Fuck, I'm here, who cares?"
That's Friday.
Is it? Yeah. that was just an obscure enough reference that nobody has no idea.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. I'll explain it to you later. It's kind of funny. But yeah, so So the guy continues to say, you know, he's like, "Well, I would have never," and he went to school in California for acting, and he was in all these things, and I'm like, I didn't do any of that stuff. I went to Iowa State. Like,
I think he created the internet.
Yeah. He can walk out his back door and see Russia. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I blame global warming on you all the time.
Well, that's fine.
He has a 4,000-year-old dinosaur fossil.
Hey, man, you're going to be so cutting it close to pick up your kid. We got a half hour to go yet.
It's
Cortel.
He's good.
He can walk to strangers.
Just tell him to walk home.
Yeah.
He's taller than you. He should be fine.
Yeah, but he gets confused very easily.
Wow.
Like, ooh, shiny. Piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
Something shiny. What, he's like a ferret?
Ooh. He's a funny little kid, though. He's 4, so it probably wouldn't be appropriate for him to fucking walk home from school.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I'd probably be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit. Do you have, what time you have to be there? You have to be there at 1?
Yeah, I'm good. Ooh. I'm not worried about it. He's fine.
You guys kept rolling.
I have a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we've had this discussion before. I don't know if we had on the show or not. Like certain voices you hear, and we just kind of touched on it earlier, and you think, man, she, like instant boner. Like she sounds hot, and then you see her, and she's like atrocious.
Yeah, like radio chicks.
But you'd still fuck her.
I wouldn't fuck most
in the
radio
dark
chicks.
If she kept talking. Is that
what you're...
Like, have you ever met a chick that does radio for a living?
No,
I've not yet. I've yet to meet an attractive girl that does radio for a living. Like they're
really?
They're usually very unattractive.
Which is why they chose radio and not TV.
Even like there's like
no, they didn't choose radio. Radio chose them.
Women's voices, like some, even like singers,
right? Like for example,
well, I they're not ugly, but the lead singer of the Cranberries.
Oh yeah,
her voice.
Yeah,
I can't stand up. I mean, seriously.
What do they sing? They sing
Linger.
Oh yeah.
Zombie.
Yeah. Well, isn't aren't they? I don't they're know European, else. Aren't they?
They're European. I don't.
I think they're are they Irish?
I don't know if she is or not. She talks
Irish
she
or Scottish.
Accent.
I don't know.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Well, that's the same thing, really.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Dude, you're gonna make sure that we owe them like a Wookiee life debt at the time.
Pretty soon they're just gonna refer to us as our bitches.
Yeah.
By the way, give a listen to our bitches.
They're gonna make you meet them at Dragon Con in Slave Leia outfit because you fucking owe them.
Why would they punish themselves? Nobody wants to see me in less clothes than I'm wearing right now. Keep in mind, I'm wearing long pants, a long sleeve shirt, and a hat. I'm covering up. The only thing that would be safer is if I was wearing a burqa right now, because nobody wants to see me in less clothes than I'm in. Yeah. I mean, I wear a sleeveless shirt, and even Jenny's like,
really?
Put some clothes on.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's winter, right? I'm like, it's September. You know, it's winter, right? But nobody wants to see that. You haven't shaved your shoulders in 2 weeks. Just put on a fucking shirt. Like, yeah, I love you too, honey. Thank you. Yeah, no, I agree. I think the voice, a voice, and
there's just some voices that it's like, man.
Yeah, I agree. The entire time I was playing fucking Assassin's Creed, every time Kristen Bell's character came on, I'm like
oh, I want to fuck my Xbox.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and it was a very let's be clear. I said I wanted to fuck my Xbox, not my ex's box. Okay, let's be fucking very clear on that.
Yep.
Because I don't need herpes. So
again,
yeah, well, herpes is forever, baby. It's like a diamond.
No, there's one of them they can get rid of, isn't there?
Not herpes.
There's like four different simplexes.
No, I don't think you can get rid of any herpes. It's all viral.
It's all viral.
Yeah.
It's just not inflamed at the moment.
Right, right. I haven't had a flare up.
Yeah.
So.
But then you also have the exact opposite of that where, like, you know, you would see someone and then they sound like a fucking man.
Yeah.
Or just like a fucking retard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, and they're gorgeous and you're like, damn, hey, what's up? And they're like, that happened to me during the presidential election.
Really?
I think it was CNN.
Sarah Palin?
No, oh, she's oh. fucking, yeah.
Sarah Palin?
Yeah. In Russia. Okay, here we go.
I'm a big fan of Sarah Palin.
Yeah, you would be. I think it was CNN had two young girls, not like 9 years old,
right,
like 20-year-old girls that were speaking on behalf of the campaigns, and they were both fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
did you see them?
Yeah.
The brunette was for Obama, and the blonde was for McCain.
Yep.
And the blonde, I'm looking at them like, holy shit, man. I would have fucking got on these campaign deals if, you know, when I was in college, if the chicks were this hot. And the brunette kind of looked like the Obama girl from the internet, you know? And her rack wasn't as big, but she's talking. They're both – she's very intelligent. And then they switch over to the McCain chick, and I'm looking at her, and she's like – I think that Senator McCain would be a great choice for president.
She,
I'm like,
well, she was still very intelligent, but you couldn't really concentrate on what she was saying.
So it's like on Saturday Night Live when they used to have John Goodman be Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
Monica.
Yeah. It was like listening. It was like, you know, looking at Kristen Bell, but hearing James Earl Jones.
Yeah, that voice should not have been coming out of her mouth. That's a perfect way to put it.
Luke.
I watched Conan the Destroyer, or Conan the Barbarian that he's in. A young James Earl Jones. You know, they try to make him look like a badass. He still doesn't look like a badass.
No, there's something about James Earl Jones. I love his voice.
He's very grandfather.
But, man, and he's been making some shit movies lately. Like, he will sign on to do just about anything. He'll make an appearance. As long as there's black folk in the movie, James Earl Jones is behind it. What?
Seems
why?
To be.
He's a fucking... a fucking great actor. Why don't you pick your roles a little bit? It's not like he's got bills.
He ain't got that many years left, man.
Well, he's made plenty of fucking money. Mm-hmm. I mean, just from...
He likes work.
Just from some movies where he was only in the supporting cast, like Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he made millions of dollars for that fucking movie.
Never seen it.
Are you serious?
Never seen it.
Never seen Field of Dreams? No. Good flick. Good flick. Kind of slow, but good flick.
I don't watch a whole lot of movies.
You're a fag.
You don't belong here.
Get out!
I watch the nerd movies.
Okay. Redemption.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that voice did not come up. It didn't look like it should be coming out of her mouth. And she had a very, very southern accent, too. So it was just a weird...
It was a voiceover. McCain didn't approve that message.
Yeah. I wasn't okay for the rest of the day. Wow. I was like, something's wrong here, and I don't know how to fix it.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I agree. Voice is very important. I also have a thing where, like, it's not so much confidence, but it's ability. Like, there was a girl when I was in college that was one of our... assistant stage managers on a show I was doing, and she was fucking gorgeous. I mean, tight little butt, perky boobs, and just very cute face. And I was hot for her. Like, yeah. She was in a bunch of my classes, and I'm like, oh God, she's so fucking hot. And then we start this fucking, whatever the show was, whatever that we were working on.
Theater troupe in LA?
Yeah, apparently. I'm the theater troupe. But no, and so she's the assistant stage manager, which means she's supposed to do a lot of really important shit. She helps run the show.
Right.
And man, she was fucking terrible at her job. Yeah. And immediately I went from because it just, like, if you can't do your job, I don't find you sexy. Like, yeah. If you're not good at what you do, it means you're half retarded, you know? And she was just worthless. Like, we were supposed to do, we're supposed to have food for the production. Like, we had to have it, and she didn't, it was her job to get it. And they just use the old food from the night before. I'm like, this is fucking like turkey and soup. I'm going to get sick.
Salmonella.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, man, we didn't make it. It's like, how hard is it to go buy a fucking can of soup?
It's all room temperature.
You know, it was. It was fucking terrible. And I was like, look, if you can't do it, tell me. I live across the street from a fucking grocery store. I'll stop and get a fucking can of Campbell's chicken noodle. I don't have a problem being the one to get it. I just need to know that I need to get it.
Yeah. Like, you know? She could maybe delegate.
That also goes in reverse. Have you ever seen kind of a, not a very attractive girl, but she's really good at what she does?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I tell you, my numbers wouldn't be nearly as high as they are if it wasn't for mediocre chicks.
Oh.
They just work harder.
They try harder, yes.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, they don't know. You know, a hot chick knows she can get it whenever she wants it. A mediocre chick's like,
this might be my last meal.
So I gotta leave
for the winter.
Yeah.
Getting ready to bed down for the winter.
I gotta leave him something to remember me by so he'll keep coming back. Yeah, I've dated and fucked a lot of chicks like that. I know this is always Jenny's favorite part of the fucking show when I'm like,
why is it always in the show you go about how many chicks you fucked?
Because people should know about this shit, because I want to give them hope, because if I can do it, so can they. Jesus Christ. I fucking went back to the bar. Okay, you know, we went to the strip club on that one Thursday.
Yep.
I go back the following Thursday, right, to hang up flyers for the show. Right. November 28th, the upstairs after hours, 708 Jefferson Street in Waterloo. Doors open at 8, show starts at 9, $10 at the door. Bring your own beer and wine to this event. So
there's also a good comedian by the name of Mike Holmes.
Yeah, there'll be a funny guy there too. You're an asshole. So I go back to the bar to hang up all these flyers. I had 100 flyers, and I hang them up everywhere. Got rid of all 100. I actually went and got 100 more yesterday, so I'm going to have to go down this week again and hang out some more flyers. So we're going out Thursday night, just so you know. We're going out Thursday night if you want to go.
Okay.
So I'm there, and I went – Chicken took me across the street.
Right.
Chicken Charlie, who's the fucking coolest guy in the world, fucking parties like he's 20. It's good shit.
Yes.
Love me some Chicken Charlie. So he went, he's got keys to the place. So we walked over there. Well, Juggy and Beaver are already upstairs.
Right.
They put in some new lights and stuff at the club, which is awesome because they're, what?
You said Juggy and Beaver, and he went.
Well, I'm still like Chicken Charlie.
Yeah. You got to meet Chicken Charlie sometime.
Is he like 57? 98.
In that area.
Yeah. He's been around. He knows this fucking town like the back of his hand.
He's weathered.
He sold.
Seashells by the seashore.
No, he sold chicken to John Wayne Gacy.
All right.
And there you have it. Wow. Now I know who to blame.
Yep.
You know, they still haven't dug up John Wayne Gacy's fucking backyard here in Waterloo.
Really?
Yeah. When he lived here all those years, and three kids turned up missing in the general area, and they still haven't dug up his backyard.
Wow.
That's
Which house it is?
It's over on the east side somewhere.
Wait.
I
knew that.
I don't know.
Okay. Google anyways. You could find it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can fucking...
That's our next misinformation field trip.
To the house of a convicted serial killer.
And now we're being shot at.
Is he dead?
I think they killed him.
Just don't forget to call Iowa One Call before you start digging.
That fucking... Whoa. I think the furnace just kicked on, yeah. Gentlemen.
You are clear for takeoff.
You know, and I'd been wondering about that, how well that would pick up when we were recording down here once it got to be winter.
I don't know. I don't get headphones.
So anyway, that's because there's only two.
I'm just saying.
Shut up. There's God, you're fucking killing me here.
It's enough responsibility for you to manage the mic. I don't think you might choke yourself if we give you headphones.
Yeah, I don't get. Oh, you didn't go buy me more free stuff. Fuck you. Okay.
Yeah, can't you plug another splitter into that splitter?
Oh,
yeah,
I suppose you could. You wouldn't hear anything by that.
Yeah,
point.
Yeah. No. It's okay.
So what are we talking about? You're
you went across the street.
We went across the street, and Chicken was hanging me. Helped me hang up some pictures, and so he leaves me there. Right. And I'm talking to Pony, the guy who does the lights and sound over there. And we've gotten everybody's got a nickname. Yeah. It's fucking wild. It's like
Animal Farm.
It's like high school all over. Or it's like college all over again. Everybody's got a fucking nickname. Nobody has a real name.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Pony. Well, it started to get kind of late in the night. And I'm like, dude, I got to get going. I was supposed to be home. Like Jenny wanted me to come home at 1 o'clock so we could.
So were you late?
Schedule was real late.
Oh.
Yeah, I was real late. But it was like 1:30 before Pony and I got done talking. Cool guy too, by the way, Pony. Good shit. So we go back across the street and I'm like, Chicken, why'd you leave me over there? Okay, you knew I had to be home. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
This just sounds funny.
And so I'm standing there talking to Chicken, and there's this little blonde chick over in the corner, right?
Chickens
and
ponies.
We're in mid-conversation, and all of a sudden she looks over at us, like kind of perks up, like she had just heard, like a marmoset that just heard something, right?
Right? Okay.
Why'd you have to go with marmoset?
Because
it works.
Yeah, and so she comes running over, and like we're mid-conversation, so she tells Chicken, she's like, I just wanted to come over and say hi to you. Apparently she knows him from somewhere else. And she's like, I apologize for interrupting, and the first thing that clicks into my head is, no, you don't. Because if you were really sorry, you wouldn't have done it in the first place. But I don't say anything because she's very, very drunk. And I kind of get a feeling from her like she might be kind of confrontational. So I'm like, oh, that's fine. So she insists on shaking my hand, which I hate shaking hands. Like, it's too personal for me.
Yeah.
I'd rather just kind of wave and say
easy,
hi.
Howie.
Well, it's this is an example of exactly why I hate fucking shaking hands. Because she wouldn't let go. So she stands there and she's like holding my hand and she starts having this drunk conversation.
She did the grabbing trap.
Exactly. And so she's talking to me and Chicken's standing there just kind of grinning knowingly, like he sees where this is going.
Oh, fuck.
And she's, you know, she's telling me and she's trying to like psychologically win some kind of argument I didn't realize we were having.
Right.
So she's like, do I intimidate you? I'm like, you're starting to. And I said, because this handshake has already lasted 6 minutes. And she's like, do you want me to let go? Do you? I mean, do you really want me to let go? And I'm like, I'd be okay if you did. I'd be all right with that.
You know what the correct response to that is? What? If I wanted to let you go, you'd already have a fist in your face.
well, she's this little tiny thing.
I don't care.
And so somehow we start talking about something, and she's like, well, I'm an exotic dancer, so I know.
Oh.
And I go, how the fuck does this happen to me?
Ding, 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 ding. Ring the bell.
I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even go to the titty bar tonight, and I got titty bar people touching me. And so I'm like, hey, what a coincidence. We're going to be doing a documentary about dancers. And she's like, oh, really? Well, you have any questions, honey? You just call me. I'm like, I don't want your number. So I fucking squash that.
She
right
can
away.
Make the gag real. Yeah, either way you want to take it.
That's one of them double entendres.
That's right.
So she says to me then, she goes, oh, well, let me give you a little piece of advice. Never get into a fight with a chick who can swing around a pole. And I go, okay, fair enough. I believe you. And then I started to have the conversation with her about professional courtesy and how I love like when they work extra hard on the pole because then it makes it more entertaining. And she was so fucking drunk that it was one of those drunks where she'd go from being pissed off to loving me within a span of 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And she just kept going back and forth. And I hate having conversations with those type of people. So I was trying to be really nice to her because I didn't want her to freak out. And her boyfriend was there.
Yeah.
And he was one of those like glaring, like cauliflower-eared boyfriends.
Like you guys were talking about last time. At
he was that guy. Yeah. And so I'm standing there. I'm like, God, she won't stop touching me. And then all of a sudden I said something about, yeah, you shouldn't fight strippers. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to show you something, Zach. I'm going to show you something. And starts unzipping her shirt. And I'm like, fuck, stop. You know? And she's like, no, I just want to show you something. So she unzips her shirt. She was wearing like a fleece shirt with a zipper all the way down the front. No shirt underneath it. Usually that's like a jacket, right?
Yeah.
She unzips it, red bra underneath. And I'm seeing her red bra. She's standing there in her fucking underwear.
Okay.
And she starts taking her shirt off. And I'm like, hey, that's unnecessary. You don't have to take your shirt off. Well, it turns out she was trying to show me her bicep. But she was so fucking drunk that
she didn't realize this would work.
Yeah. She was just, well, it was a very tight, like, on her arm shirt. Like, it was almost Under Armour tight. And I'm like, no, that's good enough. She's like, well, feel it. And so I start feeling it. She's like, you're feeling that, aren't you? And she's just, it's like total sex phone voice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, I'm right here and I'm seeing that this is not, and I'm like, yeah, that's, and she had some fucking biceps on her because she was a little girl, like maybe 110 pounds. Like, but she had some fucking gun. I'm like, Jesus Christ, those are fucking huge. And then this idiot that we work with comes fucking walking over and he's like, you gonna show us your puppies? And I turn and look at him. I go, why don't you show some fucking class, you big idiot?
Awesome.
You know?
Gooms?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Another nickname.
Yeah, fucking dog. Kid's a dolt. Yeah, so I'm like, you know, hey, quit. And plus, I didn't want her to get her tits out. And you know what she says to him? No, you got to pay for that, honey. And I'm like, oh damn.
Talk about class.
Oh, damn. And so we were talking about something. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she stops in mid-sentence, turns around, and walks back over to her boyfriend. Like in mid-sentence. Like she hadn't even completed her fucking thought yet. It was a very bizarre deal.
He was probably putting out the get your ass over here.
Well, she had her back to him. Like, she wasn't even looking at him. I think she forgot he was there and then all of a sudden remembered and was like, oh my God, my clothes are off and I'm talking to these guys.
He blew a dog whistle.
He's over there like this.
It's like in Teen Wolf, kid keeps blowing it. Broken. Jesus.
You know you can get Teen Wolf 1 and 2 at Target for like $4.50?
Really?
Total. Like they come together in a pack.
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
I guess I'm not in there enough to notice that kind of stuff.
Yeah, apparently not.
Okay, so yeah, chicken, pony, goon, whatever you said. That's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Get home from gym, you're like, sorry, I'm late.
And now since we've alienated Eric and all the listeners, now that your story's over.
Yeah, well, it was just a weird deal. Like, I'm sick of, like, what are the odds? I purposely didn't go to the strip club that night, and I still get fucking strippers bugging me.
Did you get punished when you got home for being late for the scheduled...
Well, no, the only thing that was bad about it was I sent her a text message as I was walking back across the street from the club where the comedy show was back to Smitty's. Mm-hmm. And I sent her, I said, hey, I'm sorry, I'm running late.
Had to go see a man about a horse.
Kind of, or a man named after a horse.
Had to go see a chicken about a pony.
So I said, I'm on my way home. Well, then since that fucking chick cornered me over there and ended up being, what are you doing? You're going to poop right now?
Right now.
Dude, there's only like 15 minutes left of the show.
Gotta poop.
All right. Adam's going to go poop. See you later, dude. So I get to the fucking over there and get shanghaied by this chick, and it makes me a half an hour later. And so Jenny's like, I'm starting to worry about you because you said you were coming home in a half an hour and you didn't show up. So that's like 2 weeks in a row that I made her worry. Because I went to the open mic night and didn't show up back home until 2 o'clock in the morning because I forgot my phone and just a bad fucking deal.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I felt bad, but no, I didn't get in trouble.
That's good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome.
So the thing we kind of already talked about the whole being censored by work deal.
A little bit. Yeah.
But like. I used to work where you work.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And I specifically remember them trying to fucking levy weight on me about how I behaved outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
And in the grand scheme of things, that place is not important to the world.
Right.
So they would, you know, you have to wear a basic uniform there. And they would, and the uniform isn't, it's not a deal that like you purchase a uniform and it's very obviously a uniform. It's just regular clothes that are certain colors.
Yep.
Right? So. If you're caught wearing these regular clothes that are certain colors at the bar or on your MySpace, they actually come and fucking try to leverage their will against you.
And tell you that, you know, you're a bad reflection of them.
Keeping in mind that the people that they are telling to be more responsible are currently making $7.25 an hour.
Yeah.
And we need to talk to you about responsibility. No, this place is not my fucking responsibility. It's my job. It's your responsibility to fucking maybe lower prices and make sure that there's enough people here to help me. Hypothetically speaking, I'm just saying. Oh, wow. I realize you can't have an opinion on that, but I'm just saying that that's bullshit. You pooped already?
It was a power one, I told you.
Did you even fucking wipe?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Dude. Did you spray the spray?
No.
You didn't force it, did you?
Nope.
Oh, that is the quickest fucking poop I've ever seen anybody have. I can't pee that fast.
I'm a fast pooper.
Wow.
Wow. That's impressive. That was that Burger King, wasn't it?
when I tell you I gotta poop, it's like on deck. I gotta go.
It's already coming out. Wow. It's in transit.
Wow. Wow. I'm crowding.
No, I got that stump. That's like, boy. Yeah. Like, uh-oh.
It's in the chamber.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah. So I think it's bullshit that a place now
what are you guys talking about?
Like censorship works in censorship. Yeah.
And like, especially if you're just like a low level employee, like if it's, you're basically like a college student that's working there for extra money.
Well, that even when you're, you know, higher up, not, they still make it pretty clear most of the time that anybody is replaceable at any time.
Right.
Yet they still expect you to act like, you know,
I love this.
This is
job.
The most important
yeah.
thing
yeah.
to you.
They want you to take the kind of ownership like you're the only person that can do the job, but they make it very obvious to you that you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck them. And that's what sucks. You know.
And the other thing that sucks is like certain people there, like if you make a mistake, God help you.
Yeah.
Because they can't assume that you're smart enough to learn from it and be like, wow, from the time I've worked here till now, things have always been this way. So it's kind of become easy for me to assume that if this is here at this time,
right,
I have it to take care of. If it's not, I don't.
Right.
Well, this one time somebody forgot to get the material where it usually is for it to be put where it needs to go.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Anyway, Zach knows because he's.
Yeah.
So this one time it didn't happen, and now they will treat you like every time
that
you're going
to
make to
do
the same.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I cut somebody off just yesterday. They had a talk with me about something that got skipped on the weekend, and I said, you know, I'm going to cut you off right now. I said, I'm a big boy, and I understand that by this thing happening to me, I should now know in the future that I need to anticipate this because this is a possible outcome.
And don't talk to me about something that normally runs smoothly. A mistake is made one time. Don't talk to me as if it's always been fucked up. And that's the way.
That's what they do.
You know, and that's just the thing is in a job that is not important to the world, but is important to the people that work there. You will have people that take it way too fucking seriously.
And the biggest problem I have with it is I'm used to the fact that they do that. But the problem is if you say what you and I are saying, like, don't talk to me like I'm stupid and like I'm always going to make that same problem. If you try to get the amount of respect that you deserve from them, instead of them realizing they may have been inappropriate, they treat you like you're a troublemaker.
Right. Okay. Let's, it might be easier for people to understand that we're talking about this. Let's put it in like a kind of a related situation, but not really the same. Let's say you work at Walmart, right?
Sure.
Okay. Walmart, you know, blue is their color.
Sure.
Right. They went away from wearing those gay vests, which I think was a great choice by them. Let's say you used to work at Walmart.
Yeah.
I've never worked at Walmart, but I shop there all the fucking time 'cause it's close.
Yeah.
Now, say a Walmart employee who's just – all they do is work the fucking the check lanes, right?
Yep.
Making $7.20, $8 an hour or something.
Yeah.
All they do is work the fucking check lanes. Their only job is to go boop, boop.
No.
Boop.
Did you find everything you needed?
Yeah, they only ask you that about half the time. I put no on the fucking thing every time. If it asks if the store is clean or if it asks if on the credit card machine, it asks if the store is clean and asks if your cashier was helpful.
Did your cashier smile today?
I say no every time because I think there's always room for improvement.
Yeah. But continue.
So, yeah. So, like, say their only job is to go boop, boop, and then their manager comes up to them one day and say, well, you know, I was looking at your MySpace and your Facebook and you were wearing a blue shirt.
Out at a bar,
and you were drunk. Now, you need to be more responsible and not portray Walmart as a place where people who get drunk work.
Like, have they ever been at Walmart?
Yeah. Well, first of all,
I'm pretty sure they're drunk while they're at work half the time.
To me, it portrays more that this college student who's working a part-time job is a drunk, and that's what college students do, than it reflects on Walmart at all.
Yeah.
You know what reflects poorly on Walmart? Looking around while you're in there.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, you know, fucking Jenny sent that fucking bingo. You saw that Walmart bingo thing?
Yeah.
So now our inside joke, like if we go somewhere and you see something that you would normally see at Walmart.
Bingo.
Like, we were at Blaine's the other day and I go, maybe we should make a Blaine's bingo. Because there's somebody just fucking standing your way, won't move. But, you know, you look around Walmart and the things that you see in there are a product of the type of business that it is, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to fucking be taken seriously, you have to. You can't put all that fucking weight on a 20-year-old kid who is going to go out drinking and doing shit that they shouldn't do, but that isn't going to harm anyone or change the world. You can't ask them to totally change their lifestyle.
Yeah. And you can't expect people that are clearly never going to make a career out of a place like that to treat it as such.
Right. Right. And I would say if there's one thing that I have taken and learned from when I was used to be a retail manager, it was if somebody doesn't show up, say to them, all you need to say to them the next time they show up is, dude, it sucks when you don't show up because it puts me in a shitty position. Don't give them the fucking speech about how they've let their coworkers down and blah. Yeah. Because what is happening in their life, their outside life, is way more fucking important to them than showing up to go, boop, boop.
Yep.
Well, there's other $7 an hour jobs.
Yeah. You know, and it's just that them coming to work, them showing up, is actually a favor to you.
Yeah.
It's not a requirement. You know, I mean, honestly, and that was one thing that I didn't learn until I was no longer a manager.
Yeah.
But it would have totally changed my fucking life if I would have handled it that way. Yeah. Because really, they don't want to be there.
No.
You know, it's not like they're like, man, this is the greatest job. I really enjoy my job. I can't wait to get to work. Yeah. You know, or there are things that I'm going to enjoy today at work. They don't enjoy any part of being there. And especially if you start fucking keeping them after when they're supposed to be there, making all these goofy ass rules about how they can behave outside of work. Fuck that. It's a minimum wage goddamn job, and it's not going to be something they're going to do forever. And even if they finally decide someday that it is something they want to do forever, they can change then.
Yeah.
You know, how you behave as a fucking part-time employee as some fucking store – mm-hmm. does not reflect what kind of a fucking human being you are.
Well, my favorite riff is always when they try to tell you that when they were your age working the same type of job, they took more responsibility for blah de blah de blah. Anyway, this is probably terribly fascinating for everyone to listen to.
I think it's a valid point, though. I wish that we could be more specific because it would probably hit home a little bit more.
If we could talk about specific instances that I've dealt with personally or that you've dealt with personally.
Right, which is why I kind of wanted to put the Walmart spin on it because it kind of gives people an idea of... You know, it's basically the same exact situation. I just changed the location to make sure you don't get in trouble.
Yeah. Make sure innocents weren't harmed. And
yeah. I mean, for someone to come up to me when I'm working a fucking part-time job and tell me, you know, what you're doing outside work is inappropriate for what you do at work. No, it's not. I'm not fucking doing it at work.
Yeah, and I'm not running going, ha-ha.
If they come up to you and say, what you're doing outside of work is inappropriate... You drop trout right there.
I'd be like, no, this is inappropriate.
I'm at work and everybody can see my fucking wang.
Yeah. It would be inappropriate if I brought it in here with me.
Like if I started showing up to work smelling like booze, obviously hungover, taking extra breaks so I could puke, which managers had done in the past there because I used to fuck one of them.
Which is funny because when certain people do it, they're like taken care of and like
They
make so many mistakes, and then they don't show up to work finally, and somebody will go to their house to make sure they're okay. But you know, this 19-year-old that went out and drank a Zima in a Walmart shirt.
You can't do that. That's against all the rules. Yeah, and that's the one thing I will never understand about that particular situation was how much coddling. I mean, obviously, this chick was a fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Obviously, she had some issues. Obviously, she didn't give a shit about her job. But, man, they fucking
fought to keep her.
So worried about her. And I'm like, look, I fuck her, and I'm not that worried about her. So why are you guys so worried about her?
Yeah.
I mean,
she pissed on my bed. Do you want her to piss in bedding?
Like, I'm pretty sure when you can't get her on the radio, she's probably crapping in the corner of housewares.
She's marking her territory over in the Christmas section.
It's a good thing it's not fucking Menards because she'd be over in plumbing actually pooping in a display toilet.
She's like, you know what? It's just a good thing that you guys sell urine gone now. That's all I'm going to say.
No shit. Hey, I'm going to be over in Pets and I got to get some of that disinfectant spray. for when the dog accidentally poops on your fucking carpet because she was over at my house a couple weeks ago. You know, I don't understand that.
Replace their manager's clipboard with a rolled up newspaper. You're going
to
need this.
you're gonna have to bop her on the nose a couple times if she does something wrong. Well, you know, and that's the weird thing. I've seen people in get fired for falling asleep in their car.
And other people can like literally deteriorate more and more every week. And they're like, oh, we can fix them.
It's basically obvious when you're looking to fire. There have been people that have been with this company for 25 years that they fire for something stupid. Something that could have just been like, dude, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Unless they're trying to get rid of somebody. Mm-hmm. Because what is the bottom line? Money.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Well, if I can fire this guy and then hire a kid right out of college for half the price.
So you're saying managers should be a little more understanding, a little more open?
Well, it's or just...
Even like the manager of like a, say, a nonprofit podcast show who doesn't get his employees fucking chairs.
Jesus. You are sitting in the most fucking comfortable chair in the house.
I'm not complaining about my chair. I'm worried about Eric.
Oh, well, what we'll do next week is we'll move that chair over to where Eric sits, and then we'll move the other recliner over here so that you guys can be plenty fucking comfortable.
Let's back it up. You just made a bold assumption
that you would be here next week.
Yeah, that the timing's going to work out.
Actually, the timing won't. I can almost guarantee the timing. Well,
you said yourself that we're doing you a favor by showing up.
When did I say that? It's true, but when did I say that?
You said that the people showing up at the job.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, you drew a parallel there.
Exactly.
Wow, good work.
I just got done pooping. I'm thinking clearly.
Yeah, you know, I do my best thinking in the bathroom, actually.
I almost didn't get out because there's a
book. He wrote it down while he was in there.
There's a what in there?
Scratched on toilet paper.
There's some books in there.
Yeah, the new Michael Crichton book.
Yeah, I do more reading in there than anywhere. Yeah.
Didn't he die?
He did die last week, Michael Crichton. Rest in peace, Michael Crichton. There won't be a Jurassic Park 3 book. Jurassic Park year. I read all of the Da Vinci Code while on the pooper.
Yeah,
because it really wasn't that riveting. People went nuts over that book. Yeah. I read it from cover to cover, and I'm just like, meh.
And then, they already got the next movie coming out, too.
But which is actually a prequel.
Yeah.
Angels and Demons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, you know, it could work out next week to do the Fatal 4-Way.
Wow.
Because it depends on your schedule, actually, sir. Because we're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week.
Yes.
So that means Weller will be off all three of those days. So he won't – if as long as he goes to bed a little earlier the night before, he could be here in the afternoon. Now, that's where it gets tricky because your normal day off is Tuesday, right?
Usually.
Okay, that's going to fuck us
up. But I think I'm off Monday instead this next
that
week.
Won't
is that what day anything. Would help?
Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Yeah. See, and that's just the thing. It's because it's better if we get all four of us together if we do it. Because right now we're recording in the afternoon.
Right.
It's 20 after 12.
Holy shit.
No. Yeah, it is 20 after 12. Which, this is going to be a quick wrap up to misinformation because there's a four-year-old that's going to be walking home pretty soon. This has been episode 34 of Misinformation. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
I got to be with my kid.
Love you. Life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. First saved message sent yesterday at 11:22 a.m. I wonder if he knows who this is. If you had hair, maybe we'd respect you. Old midget. End of message. Resave. Next message sent yesterday at 11:54 a.m. I know George Clooney. Zach. Misinformation is balls. It was better when Corey was on the show, because at least we had something to hate more than you. It's not fair. I hate him equally as I hate him equally as Corey. Absolutely. Are we still recording yet? Oh, well. Bruce! Confuse the fuck out of him! You're a cunt, Barkley. You're a cunt. End of message. To delete this message, press resave. Next message sent yesterday at 12:00.